Last week, conservative Madison Cawthorn, who is 24, won a runoff election in the GOP primary for North Carolina's 11th congressional district, which is centered around Asheville. Cawthorn's surprising victory put him in the national spotlight, in part because President Trump and former 11th district congressman Mark Meadows, the president's current chief of staff, endorsed someone else, Linda Bennett. WFAE Steve Harrison spoke with Cawthorn this week about his goal of becoming a new face of the Republican Party.
Last week's primary runoff made national news, not only because President Trump's endorsed candidate didn't win, but it was who won that has become an intriguing political story. If Madison Cawthorn wins in November, he will become the youngest member of Congress by far. Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the youngest today at 30. And Cawthorn would enter Congress after being paralyzed 6 years ago during a near-fatal car accident in Florida. In this interview, Cawthorn says the GOP has struggled to connect with younger voters, that many Republicans are beholden to fossil fuels, and that the GOP has failed in coming up with a better plan than the Affordable Care Act. You have been in a wheelchair since your senior year of high school. On the campaign trail, did that resonate with the people in the 11th district? Was it something they asked you about?
You know, obviously, it's not something I enjoy talking about. It represents a significant sadness and pain that I have to go through in my life every day. But I will say, I think one of the things that really resonated with voters is when I started talking about the lessons I had learned from this. And, you know, you have your obvious lessons. Anytime you go through something difficult, I think that always puts grit and perseverance deep inside whoever we are. But I found that it also taught me a lesson I had not previously thought of, and that is empathy and compassion. Going through my life, I was blessed to be from a great family. I was very athletic. The school was pretty easy for me. And so, you know, it was hard for me to empathize with people who were, you know, going through a hard time or maybe had a different background than me. But now that I've been in a wheelchair, I've seen what it's like to be looked over in a crowd or to feel disenfranchised or feel left behind.
You talked about empathy with others. I want to continue with that theme. Asheville had some of the most intense protests over the death of George Floyd. Did your views on Black Lives Matter change? Did they shift from the start of the year to now?
No, I would say it's pretty much the same. I mean, I feel like, you know, of course, I believe that Black Lives Matter. I mean, you know, I'm called to believe that all life is precious. And so, you know, I think just as a Christian and as an American, you know, because I think what's so great about the American experiment is we don't practice tribalism. You know, we're a blended culture, and I think that's a really powerful way to be.
You're 24 now, and you will barely meet the minimum age requirement of 25 if elected. And you've said you want to bring a fresh face to the Republican Party and help it improve its messaging to younger voters. But I've heard that a lot over the years. How are you going to be different where others have failed?
Well, guys, they might have said that's what they wanted to do, but my goodness, have they failed. You know, Dan Crenshaw, he's a little more centrist than I am, but you know, I think Dan Crenshaw's done the best job of talking about how the message of conservatism is that we believe in personal responsibility and freedom.
Was this primary a reflection of people being dissatisfied with the president, or was this about kind of the inside politics of how the primary was set up with Mark Meadows seemingly favoring Linda Bennett?
Yeah, no, it didn't. I would by no means say this was a referendum on President Trump's influence here. I think the only thing that it showed is that the people of Western North Carolina do not take well to cronyism.
In Madison, I think it was in the New York Times interview, you said that it was one area you differed from many Republicans was the environment. But tell me, what does that look like? Because President Trump has rolled back a lot of environmental regulations. He took the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. I mean, would you want to reverse any of those decisions? What would you do moving forward?
No, I mean, you know, where I think I differ with a lot of the Republicans, I think a lot of Republicans are bought and paid for by the fossil fuel industry. And I'll tell you, you know, in 2019, yeah, of course, let's make cars a little more clean. Let's do what we can. But what I will tell you that I think is important to realize is that I'm all for, you know, helping the common people when it doesn't hurt our economy. But at this point, with, you know, 30 million people unemployed, I know it changes about a few million every day up or down. I do not think this is a time to be virtue signaling and sending out a lot of heightened regulations. But I will tell you, I would love to get a plan that got us more away from being so fossil fuel dependent. And, you know, of course, I love the idea of wind and solar. But, you know, I think the right answer is going to lie in nuclear.
I just want to ask about the Affordable Care Act. Republicans have tried to do it, repeal it for more than a decade. Should they keep going? Is there a better way, or is the ACA here to stay and the GOP needs to live with that?
Let me ask a question. What is the Republicans' plan? Have you ever heard a plan? I've never heard one. And I follow politics pretty daggum close, but they always said repeal and replace. And I'll tell you, we had a pathetic batch of Republicans that came, you know, in the early part of this decade, who were unable to, you know, keep Obamacare from getting passed, unable to repeal it, you know, struggled just to get the farm bill through. It was disgusting. Our party is supposed to be the party of action, the party of you know, strength, the party of being able to have great fact-based ideas. And, you know, I don't think we've seen that. And so my idea, instead of this repeal and replace, it's kind of a repeal and deregulate. You know, whether you're talking about Blue Cross Blue Shield here in North Carolina or several other states, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield has a virtual monopoly on this entire state because they're protected, you know, because a company needs a certificate of need to come into practice. And so because of that, we see these artificially high insurance prices, which, you know, I was the direct victim of, and that's something that I really want to get fixed.
Cawthorn will face Democrat Mo Davis, a retired Air Force colonel, in November. The 11th district was recently redrawn to include Asheville, a Democratic stronghold. But President Trump won the new district with 57% of the vote in 2016. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.